And Super Bowl 50 will be just south of San Francisco this year in the Silicon Valley suburb of Santa Clara. Kickoff is on Sunday, but the pregame festivities are already in full swing. Up to 1 million people are expected to pour into the Bay Area throughout the week for concerts, street festivals, and fireworks shows. But police say there is a darker side to all this: sex traffickers trying to cash in on the event. Tara Seiler from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
Construction workers were busy in the countdown to Super Bowl 50. They built Super Bowl City, a spectacle for the fans in the heart of downtown San Francisco. About 10 miles away, at San Francisco International Airport, the district attorneys from four Bay Area counties gathered at a news conference. Santa Clara DA Jeff Rosen went over some of the details of a public awareness campaign to fight both sex and labor trafficking.
To find and rescue those who are being exploited and enslaved, we have to team up. Law enforcement, airport workers, and all of you out there to be extra vigilant.
The annual game that brings together a lot of men, money, and parties is often linked to a big spike in sex trafficking. There's no hard evidence to back that up. But, says San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon,
we know that we have an opportunity to get attention to this issue today, perhaps in a way that we wouldn't every other day, and we're taking advantage of that.
Many nonprofit and government agencies are also taking advantage of the national spotlight. They're joining with the FBI and local law enforcement. The campaign includes training bus drivers, airline and hotel workers to watch for signs someone is being coerced. At this training in Oakland for hospitality workers, one of the speakers described how some traffickers brand the women with a signature marking on their bodies.
You know, we talked about the tattoos. We talked about maybe a very large age difference. We can talk about maybe a youth who's averting your eyes, won't speak with you directly.
Anish Sharma manages a motel near the Oakland airport, and he says some of these signs do look familiar.
Yeah, definitely, sure. Because, you know, there are too many people in and out, the overly smelly rooms, and as well as the tattoos also.
Another piece of the anti-trafficking campaign aims to educate the general public. I'm standing in front of a billboard in downtown San Francisco. Standing here with me is Sharon DeNoa. She's the coordinator at the South Bay Coalition to End Human Trafficking, and she's heading the No Traffic Ahead campaign. So, Sharon, what message are you trying to get across with this particular billboard?
So the billboard we're looking at is a pink billboard with a still life of a cell phone, and it reads, "Is there an app for sexual exploitation? Ask your teen." What we're really getting at here is the grooming process that happens in social media with minors that can lead to sexual exploitation.
This billboard is trying to drive home the message that a lot of sex is being bought and paid for online. Bertram Ferries is a special agent with the FBI. He says they're scouring websites known for selling sex. The FBI has set up a special operations center that includes officers from Bay Area police departments.
Our game plan is to target traffickers and to target those who are participating in the activity. Sometimes we refer to as Johns.
And Ferry says they're shifting their approach toward the sex workers themselves by offering them housing, food, counseling, and other services.
Even if an individual does not want our assistance, even if they are not cooperative, that in itself does not necessarily say that we're going to turn around and prosecute them.
But attorney Kate Mogilescu is wary. She's with the Legal Aid Society in New York and runs a program for trafficking victims. She says during the 2014 New Jersey Super Bowl, there was a similar public campaign against human trafficking. And she says a crackdown by law enforcement just led to a lot of women being swept up on prostitution charges.
Our experience here was incredibly frustrating, and it was incredibly frustrating to live the experience on the ground in criminal court versus what we were seeing and hearing on the news. They were very, very disparate experiences, and I hope that doesn't repeat itself.
Some of the advocates working with the Bay Area campaign say it's a valid concern. Again, here's Sharon DeNoa.
So particularly with the Super Bowl, there's an enormous amount of pressure for law enforcement to produce numbers. And so what you see is the numbers are really just restricted to arrests.
She's focused on what this campaign could ultimately mean for trafficking victims.
It would be a great success if, at the time of these operations, individuals aren't just identified as being survivors, but we can get them services. So for us, it's really looking at the bigger picture.
The bigger picture, she says, includes fighting human trafficking long after the last play of Super Bowl 50. For Here and Now, I'm Tara Seiler in San Francisco.